Hello, everybody, indeed. Welcome to Metanorn's Mini Talk on JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Stardust Crusaders. JoJo, it's back. So glad it's back. I'm J-Ro, joined by Kyoka, who you just heard.
Hey, guys. Long time.
And Foshizzle's here.
Hey, what's up?
So, Stardust Crusaders Book 3 is here. Very much a hyped anime for the spring season, which has a lot of great anime and a lot of great sequels, too. Mushishi's a great sequel, and surely this will be a great sequel, too. So, this episode, we are introduced to Jotaro. He's going to be our lead guy for this series. We still get to see a little bit of Joseph Joestar as a very much older man who's still crazy buff and huge and stuff. He definitely apparently hasn't lost the muscles, just gained a lot of gray hair over the past few years. But Jotaro, probably the most iconic character in the JoJo series with his look and his style and his attitude that we see here in the first episode as he's in jail for beating up a bunch of guys and breaking some bones. And his mom comes in, Holly, who, just to get quickly touch on her, Holly is 45 years old, but you would think that she was much younger with the way she acts, especially around her dad and how weird she is around Jotaro, actually.
Yeah, she definitely, when she comes on the screen, you're like, oh, she must be like 16, 17. You're like, nope, actually she's not. And her son, Jotaro's like, you know, I think we're saying afterwards, like 16, 17 at the time right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, he's just ripped. it's a little outrageous. And the way these two talk to each other are kind of hilarious.
Yeah, and all the deep voicing coming from, I mean, like, come on, when he's like 16, 17, fine, his voice will be breaking, but his voice will not be super, super deep. But no, it's Ono Daisuke doing his, like, huge, deep voice. I was like, can you have a 16-year-old talk like this? But okay, fine. But I was kind of, you can say, sad that the old JoJo is not voiced by Tomokazu Sugita. Actually, he would have done a very good job as Oyaji. So I was like, man, why did they have to introduce a new seiyu? Fine, he's doing a good job. He sounds like an old man. But I think it would have been awesome if Sugita would have stayed on.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, that's just a little disappointing. I agree.
It's Uncho Ishizuka that is playing the role of old JoJo, old Joseph Joestar. But I really liked some of the animation stuff that they did in this episode. I saw Min on Twitter mention this about the tracking scene with Holly walking down to where Jotaro's cell was. I kind of like that as like a single take shot. And then the funny thing is, leading up to that scene, they show Jotaro. He's a nice boy. He's a very polite boy. And then they get to him in his prison cell. Back off, bitch.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, it's my sweet son. I'm like, okay.
No, she went for hi. Yeah. I'm like, dude, your son is literally just bitching on you and not in a very good way. Why are you saying hi like an obedient little child? I was like, why is this happening? But I mean, I guess, like, as we found out as in later episode, this is something like a thing with them. It's always like this. I mean, he misbehaves with her and she does that.
Yeah,
I guess you could say he's maybe a male tsundere towards his mom, you know.
Yeah, who knows, man.
So we see him in jail, and there's this whole thing about he thinks he's possessed, and he has this thing, as we find out later, is a stand, which is the big thing. We had ripples in the first two books of the series, and here stand looks like it's going to be the big thing, which is basically some sort of evil that possesses you, and we see Muhammad Abdul come in. He's able to control his Magician's Red, and there's this whole interesting sort of battle / mind game going on between him and JoJo as he tries to get JoJo out of the cage and successfully does that.
Yeah, that seems pretty cool. I love the scene where we get to see the spirits fighting each other.
Yeah.
And then you glance towards the cops who are just looking at this like, there's these two dudes standing in front of each other just screaming, and they're like, what are they doing? I'm like, that was pretty funny to me.
Looking at the temperature, like, man, it's
Yeah.
getting really hot in here.
Not realizing that those two are having this death battle. And the cops are just like, yeah, it's getting pretty hot in here. Like, they have no idea.
I thought it was funny that they show all this stuff that the
Yeah.
stand is bringing for Jotaro. It's like, how do you get an office chair through the bars? How do you get all this stuff through
An
there?
RC car and all that.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah. And then they show like he was try actually tries to kill himself in front of them. He pulls the cop's gun and shoots himself, but the stand
Catches
blocks
the
the
bullet.
bullet. I'm like,
Yeah.
whoa, can't even kill himself. So I was like, does it make you kind of immortal? I'm like, I guess, maybe. I mean, you can't do bodily harm to yourself, that's obvious, but
Yeah,
yeah.
but the stand doesn't want to die.
I don't think that this that at least the new JoJo can. I mean, like the way that he said, "Oh, I cannot control it." But the thing is, what we saw is that he could control it very well. I mean, dude, he just shot himself, and his stand just saved his ass. So I don't think this is more like what do you say?
Like a
This is
natural
more like a
reflex.
protecting. Yeah, it's like a protective cover for him rather than like, him doing good. I think what's happening is that maybe he wants to like, for example, take a cup of coffee and his stance does it for him. So it's almost like, hey, something invisible is coming towards my mouth. What the hell is happening? That's the thing. So I think just like Abdul said, he's just too powerful and maybe he does not realize it. But the thing is, he can pretty much control it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like involuntarily, it just happens. Yeah.
And that'll be sort of Muhammad Abdul's role, and maybe if there's some other person that they'll train under, is to get him to sort of control that better so that he can use it up against Dio, who is back, and that is a big deal. He's the
Yeah.
guy, he's the enemy, he's the pure evil of this series.
Yeah,
Dio!
he's back. That's great. And I like the
More
part where
posing.
Where I guess Joestar is tell or Joe is telling him about the his stand. He takes out that camera and smashes it. I just started
It's
laughing.
like,
I'm like,
what a dumb
it's a
power.
smash a camera every time he uses power.
Yeah.
What the hell?
That is so lame.
It is lame, yeah. So I have a stand too and smash. I'm like,
It
okay.
smash, it comes out like some thorny shit comes out and like, oh, a picture comes out with the thorns as well. What?
Yeah. A picture, yeah.
Exactly. The most funniest thing out of all of them was fine. He used his stand and like, he could see Dio. But the thing is, like, the Polaroid that came out, even that had an amazingly posed Dio.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did.
Like that
Maybe he
pose,
knew he was getting
man.
a picture taken, so he's like, oh, gotta pose.
Exactly.
And
Oh,
take a picture.
somebody's looking at me pose.
Yeah,
Somebody looking at me pose.
he is never not posing Dio all
That's
the time
true. That's
posing.
true.
Yeah.
So awesome.
And then they showed a picture. Hey, can you make out where this is at? No, there's no background at all.
Right. It's
But
like I don't
yeah.
think anyone could figure it out if there was a wall there.
Yeah.
And you had briefly mentioned the thing about the star, which is a big deal because I don't think I ever noticed that
Yeah,
in
did
the
I?
first season. And all of a sudden, hey, have you noticed there's a star in the back of your neck? I know it's in a spot that's not easy to see, but the fact that Holly has been alive for 45 years and Jotaro for 17, that how would you not notice that?
Right, this
I
big
think
star.
they did. I think they didn't just compare notes
Yeah,
about it, but I think the most funny part, I mean, like, I completely forgot. I mean, when I was watching the episode, I completely forgot that in the first part, Jotaro had his head cut off and basically Dio taking over his body. Remember that whole thing, that huge fight? So I completely forgot. And like this whole thing just reminds me. And this kind of makes sense to me now because like when I was doing all some fan art stuff on for Dio, this star was there. And I was like, what is this star, Now everything makes fun. Makes sense because at that point it was just second or third episode and I would not know what that star means. I mean, that's why fan art is kind of spoilerish. You don't know what the hell that means. But I think that's actually a good touch in a way, because in the end, Dio has been like the ultimate villain for the JoJo family, but basically he is giving them power in a way. Like, the majority of the stand is coming from him, no one else. I mean, yes, they had the power of the Hamon or whatever before, but this one is all coming from him.
Yeah, pretty
Right,
much
yeah.
Dio is his own downfall.
Yes.
Right, yeah. He's basically giving him an edge. And he's, you know, it's a double edged sword for him. He's like, I gave him power, but maybe he doesn't realize what he's done yet. I don't know.
Let's see. Is there anything else you all want to bring up about the episode? Any overall thoughts? Just, I mean, it's
I
JoJo, it's
think,
great.
yeah, that cafe scene, when, I mean, like, after getting out of the jail supposedly voluntarily, everyone goes to the cafe, and the old JoJo explains. So it's so funny that, like, the new JoJo's like, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. What's happening? Is this true? Whatever, whatever. I mean, like, the thing is that he asks a very stupid question. I don't remember which was it, but I mean, like, he pretty much believes in most of the shit. I mean, yes, okay, fine, this is happening. What was that? I completely forgot. He said 1 minute, and
He was saying
wait,
how
hold.
it basically doesn't concern him early
Right,
on.
yeah.
Is
Oh
that what?
yeah, like, you know, I'm gonna go for my own life. Who this guy is, I don't give a shit. Basically, that's it. I think this is more of a teenage rebellion side of him rather than doing anything, what do you say,
Yeah,
extreme.
he's definitely different from Jonathan and Joseph in that respect. Even Joseph as a trickster who wasn't all that fond of like doing training stuff early on with Lisa, but is much more of as you say, a rebellious teen.
Yeah, compared to the other two, that they easily believed all this stuff. And this one, the third one, he's like, he doesn't really believe it. And I think it's a kind of a good change, because that did kind of annoy me a little bit, the first two ones, because they just go on believing all this. Like, this one's actually asking questions, like, you understand. But at the same time, he's just like, I'm not going to do anything. It's not my problem. But
It's
it
almost
really
like, you know,
is.
he does not have the hero syndrome, you know? Like, the
Right, he
previous two
doesn't,
ones,
yeah.
they were like, they would just jump on the goddamn rail and they'll do whatever the hell to save whoever, you know?
Right.
They were literally like this. I mean, completely blind to any reasoning or whatever. But in terms of the new JoJo, you at least have him saying that, hey, I don't believe in this shit, and, you know, I don't really give a shit who is this deal thing. I don't care. Let me live my own life or whatever. So that was definitely, like, you know, a good change. Like, do something. But after that, I think the preview was very interesting in the sense that he's going to go to school, and there are a lot of chicks who are going to be after him.
Yeah, a lot of
I think
challenges. People are gonna challenge him, fight.
this was covered in anime. Like, oh,
We haven't
and.
thought about like the fact that he might be kind of a
A
playboy
trauma,
type,
whatever.
compared to the other two. Like, you know, Jonathan was like the very nice boy, and Joseph was a trickster that was into girls, but he didn't really have a strong interest.
Right, yeah.
Besides
He just.
Susie Q.
I think he. Didn't he just, like, you know, flirted or whatever? He definitely
Yeah.
had the hots for Lisa. Well, of course, later he found out she's his mother.
Yeah.
Maybe a
And
mix of
that she was old. I think that was the first thing.
awkward.
Like Caesar
Exactly.
was that way. When he first sees Caesar, he's kind of flirting with some girl. So maybe he's a
Oh
mix of
my
like both.
God.
You know,
Yeah,
Caesar's
Caesar
kind of
was
that
just
way.
horrible. I
I
remember
mean, he
Caesar was a literal playboy, wasn't he?
Right, he was. So I mean, I think it's maybe a mixture of both. Just kind of mismatch both personalities.
Yeah, we'll have to see how that goes. But along with, like, I mean, along with the new character introduced, like, Abdul seems interesting, at least. I don't know. I mean, I guess he might be the trainer for JoJo, but at least from the preview, you saw that there is another weird type of
Right.
character. And he's voiced by Hirakawa Daisuke. So he's usually this guy voices either main roles or some very villainous roles. So I'm really not sure this is going to be a main role or a villainous role, but just from the way that he was talking, I was like, maybe he's going through rebellion as well.
Yeah.
And I don't know, is he going to be like in a rival of the new JoJo? Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting to see that. And that's what JoJo I like. There's so many characters that
Yes.
they all have great personalities and they're all colorful. Even like last two seasons we had a couple characters that are just, like I forgot his name, but he's a German science guy. He was cool. So I mean,
Oh yeah.
you get all these, crazy characters. That's why I like JoJo. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and they always come back. They always
Yeah,
come
they do.
back. Like, even if you kill them or whatever, even if their hands and legs are cut off, they'll still
Right.
come back.
I was thinking
That
about
is the.
Speedwagon, Speedwagon's was my favorite out of the
I was
both
thinking,
seasons.
yeah, Speedwagon. I'm gonna miss him. It's a shame that, the story advances so far in time that just naturally he has to die. But he was like a fun character that didn't really do anything, just said a lot of stuff from time to time. It's like,
Yeah.
don't do that, JoJo.
He was like narrating everything. I love that, but that's what I'm curious to see with this series. Are we gonna have a character like that that just he's around but he doesn't do much, but he's just he's you can always count on him to do something.
I think that's going to be the grandpa this time
Yeah,
around.
yeah.
Because
Right, yeah.
I mean he's old fine, he's still ribbed or whatever, but you cannot expect him to do the full stand thing. The full stand
Right.
thing will be done by all the young guys.
They bust out the ripple again and show them how it's done. Old
Yeah.
school.
Yeah.
All right, and that has been our mini talk on episode one of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Sorry this came out so late. Circumstances caused this to be recorded later than usual, and apologies in advance for the fact that scheduling situations will not allow us to record an episode next week, so we will be combining episodes two and three of JoJo into our next mini talk on the week of the 21st of April. So we're going to be doing this as a mini talk series, and Fosh and I have decided that Captain Earth is a series that we want to do for a mini talk, so look forward to that the next time we come back with JoJo on the week of the 21st. So good first episode there. Looks like an interesting series, especially if you're a Bones fan and a Eureka 7 fan. Should be a good series. And that is all. So, thanks for listening. For Kyokai, for Fosh, I'm Jero, and we will see you next time on the JoJo Mini Talk.
Bye.